We know how important sleep can be to your health, and 7 hours a night was recently deemed the ideal in one study, but it turns out that the position you sleep in, on your side, flat on your back, prone on your stomach, can also make a difference in your health and well-being. Considering that you spend a third of each day in bed, that difference could be significant, the experts say. And although the experience of individuals varies, word is that some sleeping positions may improve or prevent certain health problems. Ready for some preferred ways to sleep for specific concerns? One, sleep on your side to breathe better. You may know this already. You or your partner probably have noticed that snoring is worse when you're lying on your back. One neurologist says it can be significant if you have untreated obstructive sleep apnea, which, of course, you should get checked out. But snuggling on your side, they say, often will take care of snoring. Have back pain? Mm-hmm. Who doesn't? 80% of people in the U.S., they say, have it. And the position you sleep in can mean the difference between waking restored or so stiff you want to crawl back into bed. Sleeping on your back in the neutral position is the gold standard, according to orthopedic experts. A neutral stance means maintaining the neutral natural curves and alignment of your spine. To do that, they say place a pillow or a rolled towel under your knees and also choose a good pillow. Sleeping with a pillow that's too big will put your neck in a position that's not good, leaning forward, causing strain. And sleeping without a pillow or too small of a pillow can cause you to be hyperextended. Sleeping on your side, preferably with a pillow between your knees to align your back, is the next best option, they say. But sleeping on your stomach, which requires you to turn your head to one side or the other to breathe, is the worst position for your spine, because it flattens the natural curve of your back. It also stresses the back and neck as well. And this is a good one. Side sleeping could help keep you sharp and possibly reduce your dementia risk. Here's why. During the day, toxic byproducts of the brain's activities accumulate in the central nervous system and are flushed away during sleep via cerebrospinal fluid, which surrounds the brain and spinal cord. The brain waste includes a substance found in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease. Research from the University of Rochester Medical Center found that this waste clearance system works best when people sleep on their side, particularly the right side. Got that? Data has also shown that when people lie on their left side during sleep, the position of their heart shifts due to the pull of gravity, and that causes changes in the heart's electrical activity that show up on electrocardiograms. When they're sleeping on the right side, however, tissues and structures between the lungs hold the heart in place, and the EKGs remain normal. I can't wait to take my nap today and test all of this out. I'll report back on this tomorrow. Sleeping on the left side isn't a problem if you don't have underlying heart issues, but for people with congestive heart failure and other heart issues, it can cause discomfort and even breathing difficulties. If that sounds familiar, try turning to your right when you hit the sheets. And one more. For better digestion, sleep on your left side. The discomfort of heartburn, indigestion, and acid reflux disease can ruin a good night's sleep, of course, but sleeping on your left side tends to make it a little better, according to the research. It takes some pressure off your stomach. Research shows that not only do sufferers of those kinds of problems who sleep on the right side experience more instances of heartburn than when on their left side, but those episodes also last longer. Slightly elevating the head of the bed or using a foam wedge to keep your head higher than your chest can also be helpful, although it's not treating the reflux. It can reduce the symptoms. Got all that? This is a lot of information to digest, so we need to post this. And can we do that, Joe? This wellness tip of the week.
You got $5.
I'll see what I can do after 10. WGNRadio.com/Surratt. That'll take you to our show page, and that's where you'll find various segments interviews and so forth that we do, and look for the wellness tip of the week and the best sleeping positions for your health. Okay, got that?